Welcome to Expect Increase, where mindset and sales meet. This is episode 44, How to Manage Those Pick Your Brain Sessions. This is Sharique Richardson. I'm the founder of Digital Innovation Media Group. I'm a web designer and lead marketer, digital marketer. And what we do is we help you maximize your sales, your impact, and your reach so your business can elevate to the next level. You can get more information at digitalinnovationmg.com. And I'm joined today, as always, by Rashana Price. How are you?
Hey, Sharique. I'm doing great. I'm excited to be here as we're recording today. And hey, everyone. I am Rashana Price. I'm a leadership and success coach and trademark owner of the phrase giver of awesomeness. I truly believe everyone has something awesome, their gifts, their talents that they are trying to get out to the world. And I help them do that through leadership coaching, training, speaking. So you can learn more about me at RashanaPrice.com.
Cool. So today we're talking about something that I'm sure most business owners have dealt with or can relate to. And that is when someone asks if they can pick your brain. Now, that can be, you know what I mean? And you're probably moaning and groaning right now, like, oh yeah, I can think of that. Because we get that request a lot and it can mean different things. It could mean that just give them the benefit of the doubt. Maybe they just want something that's very high level. But what we're talking about today are those who want you to basically answer, take your time and answer all their questions and give them a whole strategy and walk them through a whole process. Things that your paying clients do, that you do for your paying clients, rather. And so I saw a meme online yesterday that kind of alerted me to this. And so that's what we said, you know, we need to talk about this and discuss it because I think it's very important because I know on one hand you want to feel as if you're helping, and we're told a lot when we start our businesses to give away a lot of great information so that people can see us as a resource, and you don't want to take away from that. So that was my motivation why I was just, you know, taking time that I could have been working to help someone for free, and that person didn't really value what I was even giving them. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But the meme says, no, you can't pick my brain. Yes, you can pay me for my knowledge, right? So that's pretty much the theme here is how do you handle it that when someone shoots you an email or they want to go out for coffee or lunch and they want you to basically coach them or serve as their consultant for free, just out of the goodness of your heart, right? Have you dealt with that, Shauna?
Yeah. That's why I was laughing when you introduced the topic because, I get that a lot. And I have to be careful even just with family and friends. Like, one, I don't coach my family and friends. Like, got to draw a line there. But I also know that when people are like, hey, like, can I pick your brain? Or let's go to lunch. They want more. They want to try to get, like, I want to pay you lunch if you help me through this situation. Right. So what I usually do is have a time limit of how long we're going to talk about whatever it is they have to talk about. And so I kind of go into the, sure, we can meet for lunch and it's going to be no more than an hour. But of that hour, maybe only 15 to 30 minutes of it will be on whatever it is they're talking about. And if they keep wanting to circle back, then I have the conversation around, hey, are you looking for some ongoing services or, you know, help me help you.
Right. And that's the thing is really probing back and asking them what is it they really are asking for. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing wrong with that because a lot of times, I mean, there may be some people who don't know better, but then there are other people who do. Because right. I found that even with my 15-minute consultation sessions,
yep.
where people want me, like, here, look at this. Look at my information. And they lay out their whole thing. Now tell me what I need to do. How do I get these people? And I'm like, okay. This is what I do for my business. So if you want me to actually give you a strategy, then let's sit down and schedule a time where I can get you onboarded and oriented. And then we can have this discussion in more depth, right? Instead of right now, this is a 15-minute consult. You're not going to get a whole lot, you know, from that. If I can do it in 15 minutes, I would have had like 5 books and I'd be on Oprah's level right now. You know what I mean? You know? So no one's going to give you a whole whatever map in 15 minutes, unless there's something clearly obvious that you're doing wrong, but you really need to take a deep dive and just really get into what the real root cause of business is. And people, I don't think people understand that when they want to go to lunch and they want to go for coffee and just say, hey, solve my problems. You know, hey, can you show me how you do this and show me how you did that? They don't realize that this is the value that I give people who pay me.
Yeah. And I think it's also the understanding that like our time is valuable. So even sitting down to have the conversation, like I'm already giving you something.
Yes.
So the time is also valuable. And that's one thing I had to learn, because I did start like having a whole bunch of like, let's meet and all of that. And now I don't do a lot of that. Sometimes I'm prompted by the Lord to do that. It's when it happens, it's really specific. It's for a set amount of time or a specific thing. And then after that, it's over. So, but these, sometimes people want these ongoing meetings or check-ins of sorts, right? And then other times it's, okay, well, can I get 30 minutes of your time, which ends up being an hour or an hour and a half, where they just keep wanting more. And you're like, at least I'm like, no.
Yeah.
You know, let me share with you some different offerings that I have. Mm-hmm. That kind of thing.
Yes, because you can find yourself, you're taking away from your clients, you're taking away from your own business.
Right.
By working with someone who's not, who doesn't even value what you're even giving them.
Exactly.
And when, you know, you look up and it's, you know, half an hour and 45 minutes later and you're like, okay, what could I have done in this time if I had just not dealt with this person?
Right.
And so the key is, okay, so if you're in that situation, what do you do? Mm-hmm. What I typically do is I give high level information. And as for example of that is, if I'm looking at a website and someone's asking me to, okay, well, how would you make this better? I will say, you need a content strategy. You need something in place. I'm not going to tell you that, hey, I would say this versus that. I'm not going to go line by line with you, but that's what you would pay me to do. Or I'm going to say, well, you know, you really need to work on the layout, make it more appealing. That can mean so many different things. So I will give you a what, but as far as the how, that is what you have to pay me for. Right. So the most of what you'll get is just basically the high level of it, the header of it, content marketing, design, user experience. And you will be the person who will have to either invest in someone to give you those things or figure it out yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good. I have the 3-question 30-minute rule. Mm-hmm. So someone can ask me 3 questions, mm-hmm. and no more than 30 minutes.
I like that.
3 questions, 30 minutes. Yep.
Yeah.
Especially because for the coaching side of things, conversations can go in so many different ways. And I have found that I do want to add value to people.
Yes.
So usually within 3 questions, if they've asked me 3 questions or if I've asked them 3 questions, depending on what's happened, then I've given them value and some things to think about, like sometimes it's 1 question, right? I ask them 1 question and they either start crying or have like this epiphany and they're getting what they need. And so then I'm like, all right, I've done my part. I've given them a shift of some sort to help mm-hmm. them think differently. And then we take it from there to find out if it's something that they want to enter into a continuous relationship. They want to join my coaching. They want one-on-one coaching. They're looking to bring me in to have me be a speaker or trainer for their team. All of that.
That's awesome. And that's really good that you have a set, you know, practice in place to say, this is what you get and that's that. And I think it's very important for that, because you want to make sure that you are, you know, giving yourself time to do what you need to do. And you're not sitting there feeling angry with yourself and then angry with the person. So it's great to have those things already outlined in the beginning, and you're honoring yourself by keeping it to that. And that's excellent.
Yeah. And I found that I leave, because I used to leave feeling really like remorseful, like regretful, like, you know, like really frustrated. And then I was like, Rashawn, what are you doing? Like, you want to help people. They obviously need help, but you don't have to help one, you don't have to help people all the way like to the fountain and hold the water and make them
right.
You don't have to do all of that. Help can be just posing a question to shift someone's thinking and then giving them information. The other thing is that people don't value what they don't pay for. They just don't.
Right.
So, I'm not a commodity that can just be like, well, I'll just, you can just replace me. There are some things about the energy that I bring, the knowledge that I have, et cetera, that the gifting that can only happen through me. So, you know, so I value that more. And I think I value that more now than I did even when I started my business. So you learn, you evolve.
Yeah. And I mean, and mistakes happen. I've done it. I've done it. Look up and say, oh crap, you know, so it happens, you know, but one thing you touched on was God leading you. And that's not what we're talking about. We're definitely not talking about when God says,
yep,
bless this person. If God says, do it, do it. We're talking about people where you didn't get that nudge.
Oh, for sure. Right. And you can, I mean, if you're connected, you can discern the difference. I outline sometimes these people as takers. They see your gift, they see your talent, and they want to take as much of it as you're willing to give.
Right.
And although my trademark is giver of awesomeness, I don't give, I give the gifts and the talents that I have, but I also do that in a way that is valuable for all people, but it also is in ground that is fertile and good. So, and not every place is like that. There are some people who will just take whatever you give them. And sometimes they just want it because they want to know. Sometimes they want it because they want to try to duplicate it. You never know.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
People will just want to pick your brain, because something else I see a lot is when people are copying your process. Mm-hmm. They'll go to your website, they'll follow you on social media, and they'll pretend to be someone interested, but they really want to take it back and offer it themselves. So.
Oh, wow.
Oh yeah. So the motives, like you mentioned, are so important. Like why, and I think it's important that you ask these questions before the meeting. Why, what is it that you're looking for? Because a lot of times you'll find people doing that. I've heard of people having to send cease and desist letters, of people having to there's actually a tool that you can use that will scan the internet, and it will show you if someone is copying or mimicking you online, and it will bring it to you. That's how they know when someone has, I mean, I've had it happen to me, honestly.
Really?
Oh yes. I had, there was a story out about, you remember that he played Elvin on the coffee show?
Yeah.
That story came out, and I made a graphic that showed a picture of him, and the caption read, "There's no shame in hard work."
Yes.
And Nene Leakes from The Housewives took it and posted it and did not give me credit, you know, and people take things. And I just happened to see it, and I saw it on the Explore page and Instagram, and I said, wait a minute. Oh, I'm thinking it's going to go back to my account. It's going to her account. So, you know, I just happened to catch it. I don't even have the tool when I saw that. But there.
Wait, so what did you do? I need to know the details.
So what I did, I talked about it to my coach and my coaching group, like, hey guys, what do I do? I mean, even Leaks just stole my old graphic and everything. And so she said, let's all go on Instagram and let's share it and let's give credit to whom it is due. And I even commented, hey, thank you for using my graphic on hers. You know, I never heard anything back from it, but I at least, you know, wanted to show that, hey, it doesn't matter who you are, you know, it can happen to anyone, even someone like her can do it.
Oh, wow.
So yeah, but you know, people will come to you, and I'm not saying she came to me, but I'm just saying that's just an example of.
Yeah, that's an example, yeah.
But people will come to you also to pick your brain, to also steal from you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another reason why we have to be very conscious of who we allow in our space and who we give our time to.
That is very true. Yes. Yeah, that's a good one, because I'm thinking like, yeah, there definitely were times when I was like, what do you need? You know, what else can I help you with? And I'm And then got, I kind of got that feeling like they're like, well, show me how you structure your coaching and like what you charge and like all these things. And I was like,
yeah,
I won't share that information. That kind of thing. Yeah.
Right. My clients have understanding of that. So, you know, you have to be a client of mine to get that information. Yeah. I mean,
that's a good way to say that. I like it. I like that. Okay.
Yeah. Because I mean, we're not long. I mean, it's not like we can't make this up, basically. What I'm trying to say is,
yes, exactly.
We cannot make this up. This really happens. So if you're thinking, oh my gosh, are people that obvious? Yes, they are. You know, it's, we cannot make this up. We have 5 million things to do in the world to make this up, but it's the truth. And it's the reality of business owners, especially in the online space, that you will have people who see you and want to take a shortcut. So either they're trying to get free information or they're trying to use it for their own business.
Yeah.
So that's why we recommend just guarding yourself and having, like, I love that 3 questions, 30 minutes process. Or just give them the high level definition and make them do the research and the work. Or just say, hey, here's the money, please help me. Mm-hmm. You know, but either whichever one you use, make sure that you feel good about it and that it's something that, you know, it's first of all, it's God-led and you feel good in your spirit about it. And it's something that honors the value that you do give to people who are investing in you. You know, if someone can get it from you for free for lunch, why would someone pay you thousands of dollars? Or, you know what I mean?
Exactly. Or,
God, for, you know, however long your program is, mm-hmm. Or your service is. So, you know, put it in different ways and think about it. And I think that will help you have a clear perspective on which process fits you in your business. And so we definitely hope that we were able to give you some great information on how to really guard yourself against people who are using your generosity against you and your desire to give and share against you in a way that can actually hurt you or take away from you. So we definitely hope that you got some information from that. And if you have any questions, just drop it into the comments or review or whatever podcast you're listening to and subscribe. Hit that subscribe button. And that way you're the first to know of our weekly podcast episodes and you're able to get it right to your iPhone or your Android device. So definitely keep in mind, this is pre-recorded. I'm Sharique and you can find me on Instagram at Digital Marketing Works. I'm also on LinkedIn under Sharique L. Richardson, MBA. And my Facebook page is Digital Innovation Media Group after my business. Where can we find you, Rashana?
Yeah, you guys can find me on Facebook and Instagram as Giver of Awesomeness and on LinkedIn and Twitter as Rashana Price.
Awesome. Well, we thank you for listening to us this morning and we will definitely chat with you next time.